Violet the Orc Woman can't hold a drink anymore.
Enough, enough. I can hardly stand, I'm so tired.
Come on, Orc Woman, just before we call it a night.
All right, one last horn of mead, and then I'll sleep like the dead. To the gods! Forestall apocalypse until all our battles are won! Okay, fellow warrior scum, on your way home now! Come on now! Go! We raid again in a few days! Another raid, another feast, another hangover, probably. I'm getting too old for this. I'm not the teenager who could go cleaving enemies 3 times a season. Oh, to have the strength of my back again. What are you looking at, my thrall? Did you thatch the roof as I axed? And what of my axe? Did you remember to sharpen it? Ugh, worthless! How am I supposed to gather firewood in the morning if my axe isn't sharpened? Out of my way! I have an axe to grind. I'll get no sleep while I'm in such a foul mood, thrall. You're lucky I didn't use your skull as a sharpening stone. Stand aside. Honestly, what's the use of a thrall who can't even oversee my homestead while I'm freebooting? I should have never rescued you from that shipwreck, you worthless lazy... Thrall? What have you built in my workyard? Nonsense. There is no such hot spring. Unless you found one and channeled it to my home to build me a bathhouse? And my axe is sharp, you foxy trickster. Come, you shall wash me, thrall. Why? Because I said so, and that's all the reason you need. Now hurry up, before I pick you up by the head and drag you. A hot spring at my house. This'll be just the thing to get the salt out of my hair. My moccasins. Do you expect me to take a bath with them on? Then take them off! The roof is well built. The air holds the steam, and makes my chest feel heavy. I can't even hear the tribe revelers outside, or the waves on the rocks. Bah! You stupid humans and your modesty. As if you haven't seen me naked in the town square, mud wrestling with would-be suitors, or boxing with their wives. A tit's a tit, isn't it? Or does my crotch bother you so? It's my clam, thrall. Gazing at it will not turn you to stone. Oh, my bones. That's good. Well done, my thrall. Well, are you waiting for something? Get your skinny ass in here. I'll admit admit that a few seasons of hard labor with me have toughened you up, put a little muscle on that frame. But you'll always be the little whelp I fished out of the bay. You'll never be an orc, but you're close enough. You could go raiding, if you wish. Captains would have you, and then you can bring me enough booty to pay me back for saving you. Just food for thought. Be sure to scrub my legs thoroughly. I've got a date tonight. Yeah, old Kreger is planning on breaking in and stealing me like some salt bride. As if I weren't a warrior in my own right. Says it's high time an old maid like me settled down and popped out a few orc pups to fill out the tribe. What do you think of that? That would serve him right for speaking of me with so little respect. But he has half a point, mixed in with the sawdust he calls a brain. I can't get a manfolk to keep me warm at night unless I let him best me. But if I'm ever to be chieftain, I must remain undefeated. I'm thinking a man invented these rules. Rub my shoulders, thrall. Well, by all means, if you have to straddle me to get to my shoulders, then just do it. What? Are you afraid I'm going to grab your little ass? Hold still. You need a scrubbing too. You've got mud in your ears. Uh-huh. Why else would you suddenly turn deaf every time I need you to help tar my ship? Quit squirming. I've not put up with you for 2 years to drown you now. You touched my boob. You did, human. And look, you didn't turn to stone. Now would you stop looking away like I'm something you're not supposed to see? If I get to ogle you, I might as well give you the same opportunity. Not that you'd have any interest in me. See? I've got no curves. I'm all hard lines, from my shoulders to my thighs. Now, listen. I've been at sea for 5 weeks. There's grime under my tits, and I want it cleaned. What are you hiding? Move your hands. Move them. All right, I warned you. Oh, your sausage is stuffed. Are you? No, couldn't be. I mean, I'm flattered, or more like wishful thinking. You couldn't really be attracted to an orc. I'm green, for goodness sake. My tusks are very prominent, and I'm a whole head taller than you. Damn, usually guys' dicks go limp as a codfish when I pin them down. Yours looks even more excited. You like it when I overpower you? Oh, okay. Are you, like, do you like me? Am I fuckable for an orc? Ugh, why am I saying for an orc? If we were somewhere else, in a different world where you weren't my thrall, would you be thinking about kidnapping me? Making a salt bride out of me? Well, that's stupid. So stupid. But why can't... If you look at it a certain way, I sort of kidnapped you when I found you. Why can't you be my salt bride instead of my thrall? It's not like I enjoy being cruel to you. and ordering you around.
That's a lie.
I really do enjoy it.
You make those cute faces when you really think I'm about to put you in your place. But I could be good to you. Maybe as good as you've been to me. Maybe not. But I'd try. I don't know much about being gentle. But I would learn if you taught me. Would you do this for me? Oh, my clever little thrall. My special one. No, I've got you. I'm doing this properly. If I'm abducting you to my bed, I'm doing it right. Is something funny? A bridal carry? Well, I did say I'd make you my salt wife. If you'd rather I give you a concussion and throw you over my shoulder like last time, that can be arranged. I know it's chilly, but it'll be warm once we're on my furs. All right, what do we do now?
I know how to rut.
I mean, show me. Show me how a human would do it. I don't think that's a good idea. My teeth are sharp. If we kissed, I might grind your lips into hamburger. Well, let it never be said that you were a coward. Here goes. Am I hurting you? Oh, good. The fire feels nice after the bath, but not as nice as you. You just wanted to feel my six-pack, didn't you? That's me. Your hands are so soft. Oh, is this why you keep your fingernails so short? Is this how you mainlanders tame your women? Just stroke them until they're begging to be taken? You'll have to try harder than that. I have no intention of being conquered. But by all means, keep polishing me. I'll conquer you when I'm good and ready. Is that your mouth? So that's why humans don't have tusks. Amazing. Eat my pussy, thrall. I just want to crush your head between my thighs. Grab you. Force you to rub against me harder. Nice try, human. But I'm going to need more than one finger inside me. Yeah, I need a good stretching. I never had a moment alone that whole voyage. No chance to touch myself for weeks. I admire your eagerness. And your tongue dancing on my clit while you go knuckle deep inside. That's twice as nice as playing with myself.
my nipple with your other hand while you're doing all of that. I knew you liked my breasts. And as long as you do that, I think my breasts will like you. Oh, you playful devil, getting my nub hard in your fingers. You sure know how to make me leak. I'm going to get my juices all over your face. I'm marking you with my pussy, my man. Oh, gods. No, no, it's not too much. What are you doing down there? How? Was that? No, can't be. I can feel your fingers. All of them. Was that your fist going inside me? Yes. Go slow. Go very slow, my treasure. I want to savor this. My pussy is throbbing. I can feel every knuckle. I can feel your wrist against my lips. Oh, so full. Just gently, gently pump me. Pump me with your fist. Oh, that's it. Oh, I'm so sensitive. Look at me. Look me in the eyes. I trust you. That's the only way I'd let you split me open like this. Oh my. I guess my other tit wasn't getting enough attention. You can bite me, suck me. It'll just toughen me up. But you made one mistake. I didn't say you could stop licking my clit. What's the matter, honey? Is your hand stuck? Then you better try to pull it out. Is my pussy gripping you too strong? But honey, you've been so stimulating. My pussy needs you now. And it's so soft and wet. How could it possibly be stronger than your entire arm? Although, clenching on you feels so good. Rippling against your fingers. Knowing I have you. Just keep toying with my tit. And I'll take care of the rest. Let me roll you over onto your back. Yeah, I think you know what happens next. It's time for me to take you, to mount on top of you, and rut you into submission. And if you don't want to put up a fight, that's fine with me. Tell me you submit, that you belong to me. Right here, on my sleeping furs. Good. Now I'm going to rut you anyway, but I'll try to be gentle about it. Lift your legs up. Knees by your chest. That's it. What a darling. So compliant. You smell afraid. Excited, amorous. Oh, it's an intoxicating bouquet. Now my soft, velvety, soaked pussy is going to let your hand go. But it's going to need something in exchange. Something very special. And I promise to take good care of it. That's it. Slowly pull your fingers out and lick your hand. Good human. Do you like my taste? There's plenty more where that came from. Rub some on your cock for me. Does me looming over you make you extra hard? Happy to be of service, my thrall. Now it's time for me to break you in. Oh. There. Don't you feel so warm and safe with that inside me? I've heard enough pigs bragging at the campfire to know what men like. A gentle squeeze to feel their tip glide deep, deep inside. And then pulled nearly all the way out. You're so easy to work, easy to dominate. And you make me feel good. Make me feel beautiful. Desired, respected, feared, loved. I don't need any mate but you. My little thrall, my trickster. You stole my heart, so I'm taking yours in exchange. I will conquer your body over and over again. I will drain you, deplete you, breed you all winter long if it takes, until you can't sleep except in my arms, cannot eat away from my side, can't come without my touch. Because I need you, and I can't stand to need you more than you need me. So be mine. I can't take no for an answer. Be mine. Good, my little human. Take my pussy. Give me your seed. Give me everything you are, and I'll take it. I'll pile drive you. You're mine. You understand? Mine. You mean it? Darling, my darling, my sweet, sweet mate, gods, every time you look at me like that, I just want to fuck you harder. Breed me. Your babies are mine. Put that nipple back in your mouth. Oh. Yeah, just a little more. I'm almost there. Just a little more, sweetie. That's it. That's it. I'm gonna come. Oh. not done with you. Not nearly done with you. Not until your balls are empty. I want to make you come. What do you need, sweetie? Slower? Harder? Oh. There, sweetie. I'm going to ride your sweet cock until you're ready to come. Just take your time. I want you to feel really good, like you made me feel. Oh, yes. Become a little puddle for me. No need to hold it in. Whimper and moan. I've got you. Oh, you're so cute. I got you. Relax and shoot inside me. Oh, you're perfect. You're too perfect. Oh. I can't stop smiling. We really did this. I don't know what we are now, and I don't care. This practice, kissing, it's so strange, but I like it. It makes me feel close to you. I want to make little half-humans with you. You were so good. Lay on me. You weigh practically nothing, and I want my arms around you. You made me feel... I don't know how to say it. Like the storm's passed, and the sun has just risen. I didn't even know why I was so unhappy. Not unhappy, exactly. Just misplaced. But right now, with you acting as my perfect little human blanket, with your cum dribbling out of me, just talking to you, I'm bursting with happiness. This is right. This is exactly what I wanted. I just didn't know. You're my best friend. I don't enjoy spending my time with anyone else half as much. And now it's all so clear. How we could be, how we will be. I finally get everything. Undefeated, but not alone. To perhaps be chief. And to be a mother. And if anyone has anything to say about it, I'll knock their tusks in. How'd I get to be so lucky?